Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Good morning. This is Brooke Howard with The Daily Beast. It's Thursday, April 8th, and these are the top stories the Chi-Chi team is watching right now. A judge dismissed a suit filed by former Congresswoman Katie Hill against the Daily Mail on Thursday, finding the images published by the British tabloid were of compelling public interest and therefore protected by the First Amendment. The Mail published nude photos of Hill supplied by her ex-husband in October 2019. Hill resigned from Congress later that month after admitting to an inappropriate relationship with a campaign staffer. Hill wrote on Twitter, quote, "I sued the Daily Mail for their publication of my non-consensual nude images. Today, we lost in court because a judge, not a jury, thinks revenge porn is free speech." Hill's lawyer indicated her client would appeal. Donald Trump's former campaign manager, Brad Parscale, is said to be advising Caitlyn Jenner on a potential run for governor of California. Oh, joy. California's current governor, Gavin Newsom, faces a recall campaign that is gaining momentum but has not won widespread popularity. I wonder what he's going to write about. Former Vice President Mike Pence has reportedly signed a two-book deal with publishing giant Simon & Schuster, worth between $3 and $4 million. Pence launched a podcast earlier this year and a new political advocacy group earlier this week, suggesting he may be preparing to take a shot at a 2024 presidential run. Authorities say a Pennsylvania woman has been stabbed to death after meeting up with a man she had arranged to buy a refrigerator from via Facebook Marketplace. When the 54-year-old woman got to the apartment of the seller, authorities say she was savagely attacked. She was stabbed multiple times and left to die in the man's apartment. The man, who was later picked up by the police, reportedly told investigators that an argument over the price of the fridge led to the stabbing. A group that calls itself White Lies Matter has announced that it has stolen a Confederate monument and turned it into a makeshift toilet. Earlier this week, White Lies Matter took credit for the March 19th theft of the Jefferson Davis Memorial Chair from a Selma, Alabama cemetery that was managed by the United Daughters of the Confederacy. But now, the chair supposedly has a hole punctured in it. That's all for this morning. Check back every weekday morning and afternoon for more of the news you need to know. Find us wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.